Cole Hamels and the Rangers look to avoid the series sweep at home to the Twins. We'll pick things up in the second with a man on for Eduardo Escobar.
He's got a good thing going over there. Doesn't want to move into first.
And the 0-1, a rocket to left, deep down the line, in the corner. That ball is back and gone, a home run. Two-run homer, Eduardo Escobar. His second this season, and his 2-0 Twins. A line drive, hugging the left field line, rattling in the empty seats. And the Twins strike first in Arlington, up by two.
Here's the pitch. Swung on and lashed past Dozier into right field for a base hit. This will tie the game. DeShields will score. Gomez will score. We've got a 2-2 deadlock on a Rougned Odor two-run single with two out here in the fifth. Get to see the curveball. There's a fastball to the backstop. Bounces back to Jimenez. He may have a play. The throw hits Gallo in the back, and the run scores. 3-2 Rangers. A wild pitch from Tyler Duffy. It was a fortuitous bounce, and Jimenez threw back to home plate. The throw glancing off the back of Gallo. Everybody moves up 90 feet, and it's a 3-2 Rangers lead. And delivers. Swung on, hit sharply, past a drawn-in Sano for a base hit. One run scores. Here comes the Shields. The throw from Rosario, not in time. Two runs score. Andrews to second on the throw through. And it's a 5-2 Texas lead.
Now the 1-1, a swing and a fly ball, well hit right field, trouble. Grossman back, Robbie at the wall, grand slam. Grand slam for Ryan Roa. Opposite field grand slam. And it's 11-3 Texas here in the eighth inning. Twins elected to walk. Odor, Lyle wanted the righty-righty matchup, and Roa delivered with two outs.
Paul Molitor's Twins take the early lead on Wednesday, but cannot hang on. Minnesota falls to 10-11 on the season.
Odor got him going with a big two-out single, and we just couldn't push the right buttons after that. We're trying to find the right matchups to keep it tied at first, and then keep it close, and the floodgates open. Pitch count was getting up there, and I wanted him to have a chance at Odor, and he got to a full count, and he tried to challenge him. The guy's got big numbers and runners in scoring position. He kind of likes the spotlight, and he went after him, and he got the hit the ball by Dozier there. So it was a good battle for Hector. I think he hung in there pretty well. I've been talking about it almost every day that he does something that you wouldn't think that he would be able to do. I mean, he's playing way off the line, and we had a feeling they might challenge. It's almost a foot race to the bag in some regards. And to track the ball and be able to catch and apply, it was another outstanding play. You'd like to get greedy and try to finish off a sweep, but we didn't do it. So we'll take the series, and guys get a day to kind of back off and hopefully come back for the Royals.
After an off day on Thursday, the Twins will begin a series with the Royals on Friday. Kyle Gibson makes the start in the opener.